So Google has introduced their own gaming system because that's where the future is. We have too many fat Wall-E kids that that just want to sit around and be esports. You know, back in the day, your parents would be like, "Ugh, my kid wants to be a quarterback," or "My kid wants to be a basketball player." At least when they were doing that, they were actually out being an athlete and being athletic. Now it's like, "Little Jonathan, what do you want to do?" "I want to be an esport athlete." You know, okay, well, you're 400 pounds and you got zits all over your face and you stay in your room for 23 hours a day. I don't think that that makes you an athlete. But all these kids want to be esport athletes and so forth. But Google is introducing their own gaming system, but they're doing it, of course, the Google way, which means it's a gender-neutral controller. I didn't know controllers were male or female because they're inanimate objects. But hey, you don't be evil, Google, you bunch of evil jerks. And then finally, there is another reboot that is on the way, despite the fact that Charlie's Angels, Terminator, Dark Lesbian, and all of these other reboots. There's not one rebooted franchise that has come out in the last year. Think about this. One rebooted franchise that has actually done financially well. You can't point to the Star Wars franchise because it wasn't technically rebooted. It was continued. But everybody's trying. You could try to say it's a reboot. But people have been trying to copy that in every way, shape, or form. And all of them are faltering. But yet, because Hollywood is, what would we say, risk averse, right? They're risk averse. They are going to go back to the well. I mean, you could say like maybe Halloween, but that wasn't really a reboot as well. That was more of a continuation. So there are maybe one or two examples, but there's far more woke-tard, thank you, John Nolte, for that, woke-tard franchises that have come out that have bombed than anything else. And, of course, do not forget the world-famous, highly anticipated, you've got to be kidding me, and we talk about truth this week, which is our virtue of the week. Here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. If you are listening on the 30-day free trial, thank you for signing up and giving us a chance to entertain you and inform you. And I would really like it if you went to CrusadeChannel.com and became a Founders Pass member and supported this independent network. We're not Disney. We're not Warner Brothers. We don't have a corporate board to ask for a line of credit, or we can't be sold between ABC or Disney or any of these other companies. It's it. You're our owners. So our financial resources come from you, and we need you to be at minimum that founding brother membership, which gives you access to the greatest content app out there, the Crusade content app, all the downloads, all the library's worth of shows of mine, Mike Church's, Brother Andre Marie's, True Money Show with David Simpson, which is, by the way, live today, and the Building Rules for Retrogrades Crusade content exclusives that will be continuing to build because they have a brand new episode of that today as well. So, please, it is absolutely worth your time, and especially in an era where you're seeing companies bend the knee to modern agendas, whether it's LGBT or to the idea of sterilized heterosexuals, whatever the case is, we don't do that. We stand for the good, true, and beautiful, and we're okay fighting these battles. In fact, we're kind of sick in the head at some points because we actually enjoy it. We actually enjoy stepping into the arena and having these fights, even if that makes fellow Catholics and evangelical brothers and sisters upset as well, because somebody has to do it. All right, it might as well be Mike Church and the Crusade Channel leading the way on that. So I was looking for something to name the show. I like to name my shows every day. And I came across this because Stacy and her wonderful news, which, by the way, is now available at the Acting All Crusadery blog. It's being posted hourly on our Crusade Twitter feed at Veritas Radio Net. And it's on the Mike Church Show fan page, which you can get access to right now. She talks about what different kinds of days it is, and this one just kind of struck perfectly. Today, November 20th, 2019, is National Absurdity Day. And so the idea of this day was created as a day to recall and note some of the entirely off the wall and ridiculous things in history, which I know they created it for that, but folks, National Absurdity Day should be a federal holiday in this country, considering how absolutely bat nonsensical insane everything has become, from impeachment inquiries that are going daily that make no sense, to the fact that we have